This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we want to do, and that's what he wants to
do. So, Mr. Chairman, President-elect Donald Trump hasn't waited to be sworn in for some of the things that I think are great. You know, talking to Boeing, getting the price of their airplanes down, having companies promise to keep jobs here in America. Here's my question, though. President-elect Donald Trump, he's been thrown a bit of shade from President Obama on two initiatives, on Israel and the UN vote, and also now on this Russian sanction issue. Has he and will he contact both Bibi Netanyahu and or Vladimir Putin prior to being sworn in to say, hey, I got this January 20th, let's talk about it then, but don't take anything that's going on right now entirely too seriously?
Well, okay, so first of all, the president and president-elect Trump had a good call yesterday. These are two people that get along just fine, and they are getting along, and they are having constructive conversations. But secondly, before I get to that, President-elect Trump also believes in the one president at a time rule and is trying, and we are trying our best to adhere to that rule. The problem with what happened at the UN, though, was that in our minds, it was so egregious and so bad and so one-sided and I think so wrong toward our greatest ally in the Middle East that it was impossible for us not to communicate about that resolution. And we believe for the United States to abstain on such a resolution just really flies in the face of our long-term ally, Israel, and something that we wouldn't do once January 20th comes. And so the president-elect's been clear on that. This is the only democracy in the Middle East in Israel. And for us to bend over backwards for countries like Iran that harbor terrorists that want to destroy and kill Americans and to look the other way and give away an incredible deal to them to start a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, but then to turn our backs on Israel without any mention of the other facts, I just think is unbelievable.
Mr. Chairman. Well, Reince Priebus there on O'Reilly's show, and this is... Eric Bolling sitting in for O'Reilly during vacation time. But, I think Ryan lays it out exactly what has to be done and diplomatically how to handle this. I mean, what comes to mind over and over again, Scott, every time I hear and I'm trying to contemplate this and trying to, understand what's President Obama's motive here? I mean, some have gone so far to say, it's as diabolical as wanting to tie the hands of the president-elect. He's just so anti-Trump that he's just going to make it as difficult as he can. Is his ego such that, it's just so far out there that, I don't know. I mean, the one thing about leadership is you want to make sure you have followers, right? If you're so far ahead of your followers, I mean, you're out there by yourself. And I'm not seeing a lot of followers behind President Obama on this whole issue, are you?
Well, I mean, other than John Kerry, Kerry and everybody else that's, in his administration, they seem to all be behind it. But there's Democratic senators that are like, hey, wait a minute, I don't know what he's doing here. This is way different than what we've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he has a distorted view of how to obtain peace there.
Well, I keep thinking, the word is exposure. And this is one thing that this administration, who claims to be the most transparent administration in the modern era, and you got to know when people say that, it's why are you telling me that if you are? If you are, you don't have to tell me. I know that. But I don't know that, so he has to tell me that. Because
it's just like the old, you can trust me, right?
You
trust me.
Up until that point, I was almost trusting you. But when you said that, then, I broke ranks with with your narrative. Well, the conversation will continue. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop to hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And especially now, you can drop me an email and, let me know what's on your mind. But also say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running for that Hillsong United DVD. I'd like a copy, my very own personalized copy of Hillsong United, Let Hope Rise. Great movie, by the way. It's going to blow you away. Make sure you include your address as well so that I'll put you in the running. Just say, hey, get me in there. I want to be in the hoppa. And we pull your name, and Hillsong United DVD could be coming your way lickety-split. Our next guest, it's been a while since we've spoken with Michael Cutler. It's always good to have him here. He's one of the most, one of the foremost experts here in the United States on U.S. law enforcement at the federal level. His career started with the INS in 1971, later transitioned to work with the DEA, being eventually promoted to senior special agent assigned to the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force, but always carried an INS badge as he teamed with the FBI, ATF, U.S. Customs, and local law enforcement. Needless to say, Michael knows what he's talking about, so good to have him back with us. Michael, how are you, sir?
I'm terrific, Bill. Thanks for having me. I wish you and the listeners out there a very happy, healthy, safe, peaceful new year.
Amen to that, yes.
Always a privilege to join you.
Well, good. I want to talk about, all these attacks that are happening, not only here in the United States. We know we have open investigations in every state of the union, according to the FBI, regarding radicalized Muslims and Islamists. The immigration laws, what this is opening us up to. President Obama said, look, we are vetting these immigrants coming in. We find out afterwards. I mean, he said that it takes 3 years. I've heard anywhere from two. It used to be three. But with government, these numbers are always moving. They always move the goalposts on you. So you tell me it's 2 years or tell me it's 3 years. But somehow, they were saying 3 years initially. And then within 7 months, we had 10,000 Muslim immigrants that even our security personnel said that it's impossible to vet these people. But, they're here.
Well, so here's the point. First of all, I don't know about the time limits. It's just not doable.
Mm.
And the reason that the vetting is not doable, number one, Assad clearly is not our ally. He's not going to cooperate with us. He loved nothing better than to see a bomb go off in the middle of the United States. He understands that we want him out of power. That doesn't make him feel warm and fuzzy towards us.
Right.
There are no ways of getting information about any of these people who show up looking for asylum. We also know that ISIS has overrun the buildings owned by the government in Syria. They got their hands on blank passport and identity documents of a wide variety of nature. Also, the printing machinery that's used to produce the documents. So it's very easy for ISIS operatives to crank out authentic-looking documents on actual paper using the same process that's used legitimately for citizens of Syria. So, in fact, we had a British journalist, I think it was about 8 months ago, who for a couple of $1,000s got a total suite of documents, identity document, passport, driver's license, the whole nine yards, in the name of a deceased Syrian. So if someone even looked to see if the name and date of birth existed in the databases, it did.
Yes.
So the idea that we're letting people into the country where we can't be certain as to their nationality, their identity, their affiliations with terror or criminal investigations, the fact that John Brennan, the head of the CIA, went before a Senate hearing and said, listen, ISIS is embedding terrorists in refugee flows coming out of the Middle East. Mm-hmm. You had James Comey, the head of the FBI, say we cannot vet these people, and he was backed up by his head of counterterrorism at the FBI. Both said the same thing. And so you have Mr. Obama unleashing these people on us, much the way Merkel did. Mm-hmm. And here's something that I want everybody to think about. This latest attack in Berlin, and I wrote an article for Front Page Magazine, and I hope that your listeners will go to the websites where I write. I write for CAPS Web, Californians for Population Stabilization, CAPSWeb.org. And in fact, they just posted my latest article yesterday. Let's start the new year by resolving to be honest about immigration. Certainly an appropriate topic.
Well, that'd be so novel.
My most recent article for Front Page, Berlin Terror Attack and Immigration Law Violation. What America should learn from this new horrific lesson. So here's the lesson. This individual was a Tunisian that allegedly carried out the attack, a guy by the name of Anas Amri, and he enters Germany illegally after he does time in Italy for committing violent felonies. He set a fire at a refugee settlement camp and so forth in Italy, enters Germany illegally, applies for asylum, is denied the application for asylum, but nobody takes him off the street, even though the reason they denied his application is because of his known affiliation with terrorist organizations. After the attack that left a bunch of people dead and a bunch of people very badly injured, and he created mayhem in Berlin at a Christmas market,
yes,
he again uses the border not only to enter the country to carry out the attack, but to flee. And he goes through France and makes his way to Italy, and who ultimately confronts him but a couple of cops, not part of any counterterrorism unit, not looking for him at all. But by random, they see this guy and they say, you know, something doesn't look right. Let's go talk to him. This is something police officers do around the world.
Exactly.
The guy looks suspicious. They ask for ID. He reaches into the backpack, comes up with a gun and starts shooting. Wounds one of the cops. Thankfully, that cop apparently will be okay. And he's killed in the gunfire. But this is the point. Randomness. When people say, well, if we have illegal aliens who are just only violating immigration law, we can ignore them. Let's focus on the criminals. Here's my advice. I made the suggestion to Senator Al D'Amato when I worked with him off the record back in the 80s to create the aggravated felon reentry law that makes unlawful reentry by criminal aliens a 20-year felony. Mm-hmm. I said to him, Senator, it's important to focus on criminal aliens, but not exclusively. If I have a warrant and I'm looking for a bad guy and the guy moved, because frequently bad guys move very often to try to keep people off their trail, and some other illegal alien moved into his apartment, you need to arrest that illegal alien for a couple of reasons. Number one, he violated immigration law. It's not insignificant. Those orders and those laws are our first and last line of defense.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to improve the integrity of the system, and you do that by not ignoring law violations. It's kind of like the broken windows approach to law enforcement. You also don't know who that guy is. Maybe the reason he moved into this guy's apartment is that he's a criminal associate of his.
Exactly.
So you've got to arrest this guy and deport him. He doesn't belong here. Aliens don't have an inherent right to be here. As a matter of routine, if you violate immigration laws, you should never be able to go to sleep at night confident you're not going to wind up getting arrested by immigration. And I made these points at congressional hearings where I testified. I suggested this to the 9/11 Commission because I provided them with testimony as well. And you know, the 9/11 Commission said one of the big failings of immigration, and they said the Mexican border wasn't a big deal. It's certainly a big deal, but not right in terms of what happened on 9/11. It was about visa fraud. It was about routine interior enforcement of the immigration laws. It was about combating immigration fraud, because most of the terrorists lie on applications for visas, lie to the inspectors at ports of entry, and lie when they apply for citizenship. The Sarneia family got asylum.
Exactly.
Their two sons went
out. They got asylum and money from We the People.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kill a bunch of people in Boston. If the Mexican border was bulletproof and airtight, the Tsarnaev attack at the Boston Marathon would have happened. San Bernardino would have happened. This is about immigration fraud. In fact, I have an article coming out. It'll be an extensive one for the Social Contract, and I call it Immigration Fraud, the Lies That Kill. So here you have two routine two cops on routine patrol.
Exactly. Michael, I got to stop you right here because we got to go to break. Michael Cutler is with us. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Bill Martinez live.
What are you doing?
Well, Happy New Year's, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Mike Cutler continues. One of America's foremost experts on U.S. law enforcement and immigration. You can go to his website, MichaelCutler.net for more information. Michael is a registered Democrat. Do not hold that against him. But he's a passionate advocate for sane immigration policies that protect America and the American people. Again, to our point, Michael, is that all hands on deck are required if we're going to get this country back on track. And that's why I keep saying to the Democratic Party, get over this stuff and get over yourself quickly, because we need you in the mix. I mean, this is what makes America exceptional, is that we have divergent views, viewpoints here to come to the right solutions. But we need to make way for the voices to be heard on both sides. And the heck with this political correctness and the invalidation that has taken place and has been gone on too long, and I think has stifled our government.
Well, it's not political correctness. I would argue that it's Orwellian.
Yes, it is.
Political correctness is to not use the N-word. And I can tell you, my kids will tell you, they've never heard me say anything that even smells of something as terrible as that. But this is about twisting language to confound any honest conversation.
Exactly.
And when people say, well, it's the liberals, the Democrats aren't liberals, and there's nothing progressive about what they want. They're totalitarians. They have morphed into a monster. Could you imagine JFK or Harry Truman going along with Barack Hussein Obama?
No question whatsoever. This is not JFK's Democratic Party.
No. Jackson do that?
No, not at all.
The Democratic Party, they stole their brains. You know, I was called by Democrats for two congressional hearings about terrorism and immigration. If you remember, two of the dead terrorists, Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of 9/11, and Marwan al-Shehhi, one of his cohorts, were granted authorization to attend flight school, unbelievably, 6 months after the attack. So the world knew they were dead, knew they were terrorists. Immigration screwed up. It was Sheila Jackson Lee who went to Jim Sensenbrenner. Sensenbrenner, the Republican chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, arranged for me to testify at that hearing. You can still see it up on C-SPAN. It's part of the permanent library. And I write about it frequently, because here's the point. Back then, the Democrats were as vehement as the Republicans. We've got to secure the borders. If you're here illegally, we've got to remove you. You're a threat to our safety. Within 3 years, the Democrats suddenly turned around and said, you know what? Immigration has nothing to do with terrorism.
Wow.
Well, when I was a kid, I watched a movie. You may have seen it, The Invaders from Mars, with
exactly
it has a nightmare.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I wanted to check the back of the necks of all the Democrats at the hearing, because I was convinced that somebody had put a little, whatever you want to call it,
behavior device. Yeah,
the
exactly.
Back of their neck,
right,
to control their brain.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, they're all singing the same jingle. Immigration has nothing to do with terrorism. It was
amazing,
astonishing. Yeah. But where have been the Republicans on this? They wanted the cheap labor. Do you know we are now, and I wrote an article about this, we're told we can't turn out the engineers we need while we're firing American engineers, programmers, and scientists. Do you know right now 514,000 foreign students are studying the STEM curriculum in the United States, science, technology, engineering, and math? Ash Carter was just on with Neil deGrasse Tyson on his show Star Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how kids studying engineering and science should give some of their time, at least when they first get out of school, to working with companies that work with the military to develop high-tech capabilities, because really, military needs high-tech advancement.
Right.
And who are we training? The Chinese and the citizens of India lead the hit parade as to who sends us their students, and then China builds their military using engineers that were trained by us in the United States. Think about how suicidal all of this is.
Well, this is absolute insanity. But this is the stuff that we've been tripping over, and why the everyman, the forgotten man and woman across the country, just finds it so incredulous, Michael.
Well, they do. But, you know, Dianne Feinstein testified at a hearing that was held 2 days short of the fifth anniversary of the bombing at the World Trade Center in 93. People forget there was a bombing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Six dead, over 1,000 injured, $500 million in damages. The tower almost came down sideways. And at this hearing held by the Senate Intelligence Committee, Dianne Feinstein said, number one, maybe we should end the visa waiver program. Because of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, by the way, we had 26 visa waiver countries on 9/11. We're up to 38. There should be zero now.
Yes.
She said also, maybe we should not be allowing aliens who come from countries that sponsor terrorism to enter the United States, which is exactly what Trump said.
It sounds a lot like what Donald Trump's saying right now, right? Yeah.
And she also said, we probably should not be teaching these citizens how to become nuclear physicists and biochemists, because we're teaching them how to create weapons of mass destruction. Now, this was Dianne Feinstein.
back in the
90s. Where in the world did everything come off the rails? And this was 3.5 years before 9/11. This was February of 1998.
So to your point, to your point, to answer your question, what has happened, Michael? What do you understand?
Bribery. Do you know how much money Silicon Valley has poured into pushing for more H-1B visas? Alan Greenspan testified before Chuck Schumer's Immigration Subcommittee in the Senate. I've been before the Senate Judiciary Committee trying to make similar points on the opposite side, of course. Mm-hmm. And Greenspan said we've made a privileged elite out of American high-tech workers by taking away competition. If we could make them compete with foreign workers, we could reduce their wage premium, in other words, their salaries, and thereby reduce inequality in wages. So in other words, people that get a high school diploma should make the same as a guy with a PhD. It's called communism. It's called lunacy. And when I bring this up with Republican leadership, they refuse to talk about it. They change the subject. Everyone has been bought and paid for. Do you know the Clinton Foundation partnered with the Gates Foundation?
I was aware there were some tentacles there, but I didn't know to what degree.
And if you go to the Clinton Foundation website, they bragged about it 2 years ago.
Right.
And it's Gates that has poured over $1 billion into pushing for more H-1B visas. It's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that created the Discover America Partnership, partnering with the hotel, hospitality, and travel industries to continually expand the visa waiver program and eliminate visa requirements.
So what happened with American Potential? What's happening to our young people? Are they just being kicked aside and sent by way to be a fast food server?
And so when you saw the riots and you saw what happened in Baltimore, which broke my heart, and elsewhere, because my mom's family lived in Baltimore. She came here ahead of the Holocaust as a 14-year-old girl. I was named for her mother, my grandmother, who was killed in Poland because we're Jews. Mm-hmm. When I saw Baltimore, what you saw were kids living in poverty with no opportunities, with a real sense of hopelessness. That's why, as we say in Brooklyn, the level of chutzpah that was demonstrated by Michelle Obama with Oprah, her sounding board, her echo chamber, when Barack leaves, there'll be no hope. No hope of what? We have 95 million working-age Americans who've left the labor force. Where is the hope there? We've never had heroin flood the country the way it is now. Where is the hope there? We've had this administration release hundreds of thousands of criminal aliens who've gone on to commit more homicides and more rapes and more armed robberies. Where's the hope? You see, when I listen to these talking mouths, the A-listers, as they call them, I just wrote this, in fact, in my article for capsweb.org. I'll just read the sentence. Incredibly, so-called A-listers, movie stars who depend on talented scriptwriters to literally put words in their mouth, frequently bash Trump and threaten to leave America because of the stated goals. What's his goal? To get Americans working again? To make America safe and great again? That's a good reason to want to leave America.
Exactly.
This is delusional, is it not?
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. And but yet they're given place, which is which adds to the delusionment.
And by the way, when you look at most TV programs, when they talk about immigration, unlike any other topic, you almost never see an immigration agent come on. If the topic is science, they'll bring in astronauts and scientists and biochemists, whatever the topic. If it's about the military, they bring in former generals and Navy SEALs. If it's a story about a murder, they bring in homicide detectives who've retired. When it's immigration, they bring in pundits and pollsters. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Well, that's why
I appreciate what you do, Bill, I got to tell you, and it's a privilege to join you.
Well, Michael, thank you so much, and we look to have you on more regularly in the coming year. No doubt about it, we need to have your insight in this situation, because as we often say on the show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and our immigration policies have been too loaded with opinion, not enough fact, not enough truth. Michael Cutler on Bill Martinez Live. Happy New Year, Michael. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you. Folks, remember, democracy is not a spectator sport. Please resolve to get involved this coming year.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Martinez,
five.
Oh, when the ball drops, huh? Midnight coming and a new year just ahead. Welcome back, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Brantley Milligan is with us, editor-in-chief of Church Pop, churchpop.com, a Christian cultural website in three languages. Brantley has degrees in philosophy and theology, a husband and father of four children, so that keeps you pretty busy, doesn't it, Brantley?
Yes, it does. Thank you for having me on, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about, you know, something that's been, that's rather mysterious and probably a lot of people have not heard about, so this may be new news to you, but something that is mysterious and supernatural is quite profound. In this particular case, the liquefaction, I should say, of St. Januarius' blood. Now, the blood of St. Januarius did not liquefy as it normally does in a triannual ritual that took place last week. So you go, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, the regular liquefaction of the centuries-old blood is considered by many to be a miracle. And I would be amongst those. I think that that is rather miraculous that this has been taking place. The fact it failed to happen is often taken by the faithful as a bad omen for the coming months or year. And it's only because when it has not liquefied, something not so good has happened. And it would point with some consistency that when St. Januarius' blood does not liquefy, that there are problems here in River City. So break that down a little bit more for us, Brantley. I try to keep it simple so that people could understand what's been going on here.
Yeah, all right. So St. Januarius was a bishop from the 3rd century, so a long time ago. And he was a saint. He was a very holy man. He was a martyr. It was very common in the early centuries of the church, just like Catholics today do today, to keep relics from saints. And one of those was a vial of his blood. And the church has kept this now for, you know, for centuries. It's kept at this church in Naples. And an amazing thing about it, like you said, is that three times a year on certain days that are associated with the saint, the blood, which is, you know, almost 1,700 years old, will actually liquefy on these dates.
Amazing.
And when it hasn't, it's associated with some bad things. I'll just list off a couple. It did not liquefy in 1939, 1940, and 1943. It was associated with various happenings around World War II. In 1973, in Naples, you know, the city where it's in, there was an outbreak of cholera, and it did not liquefy. In 1980, there was a major earthquake in Italy that left almost 2,500 people dead, and it did not liquefy that year. So it's certainly associated with bad events. Here's an important qualification, though, that before we kind of get further into this, I want to make for your listeners. Very important. In the Catholic Church, there's this important distinction between what's called public revelation and private revelation.
Mm.
Public revelation is the deposit of faith. It's the Bible. It's the tradition. That ended, the giving of public revelation ended, Catholics believe, with the death of the last apostle. So, and that is the substance of the faith, you know, the Trinity, the fact that Christ is both God and man, things like that.
Mm.
Private revelation is this idea that even though public revelation is done, God is still obviously capable of giving little messages or things to people individually. The difference, though, is that, one, not everyone has to believe it, because you're only required to believe what's in public revelation, and it doesn't necessarily apply to everybody. How this applies here is that the St. Januarius thing, I just want to make clear, would fall under the category of private revelation, which means it very well may be from God. You can take it seriously if you want, but you're not required to take it seriously. And if for somehow it was like disproven as a fake or something like this, this would not impact the Catholic faith. Does this make sense what I'm saying, Bill?
Yeah, that does make sense. And I want to bring forward, we mentioned three times a year here, Brantley, and St. Januarius' blood liquefies. It's the first one is the first Sunday of May, celebrating the arrival of his relics to the cathedral, September the 19th,
correct,
his feast day, and then December the 16th, which just passed, celebrating his patronage of Naples. And, of course, it was on December the 16th here recently where his blood did not liquefy.
Yes, and that day is also important because in 1631, it was people asked for his intercession for protection from a volcano, and it was successful. The city of Naples was saved in that year.
Right, Mount Vesuvius. Day. Yes, right, exactly.
Yep.
Well,
yeah. So you know, yep.
No, go ahead, Brantley. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah. So the I believe the bishop in the town is the one that takes out the blood every year, and he was very clear that on December 16th, this is a rare occurrence, but the blood did not liquefy. Interestingly, actually, last year, there was something sort of similar, where Pope Francis himself actually visited the church on the day of one of the days it was supposed to liquefy, and it at first didn't liquefy, and then Pope Francis grabbed it and kind of looked at it or something, and then it like half liquefied. And he actually kind of joked. He said to the crowd, he said, "Well, I guess the saint only half loved me," or something like this. He was just kind of joking.
Right.
That's interesting. That was only just last year. And then this year, you know, it's not liquefying. So, you know, some people take this to mean that in 2017, there could be, you know, some sort of persecution, or there could be a natural disaster, or this means something bad in the world or in the church is going on. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you talk about persecution. I mean, the church, Christians, Catholics around the world have been persecuted, probably in larger numbers than we've seen happen in a long time. And so some would say, well, how much worse is it going to get? This might be a portent, a warning that it could be getting a lot worse.
It certainly could. I mean, we know that ISIS has threatened Rome specifically on numerous occasions. I mean, they've carried out attacks in Europe as well. I mean, obviously, Christians in the Middle East have been persecuted now for several years terribly. So anything is possible. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, you know, there will be another chance for it to either liquefy or not here in a couple months in May. We can see what it does there.
Well, as you say, Brantley, this is kind of, and this is one of those things that's left up to more of private interpretation than public. So it's nothing that, you know, all of a sudden, if for Catholics, if you're not believing in this, you know, it's some major violation and a mortal sin that they would define it as. But this is something, no doubt, that has been going on, as you say, for 1700 years. And, you know, it seems to go well when it liquefies, and when it doesn't, it's a warning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and, you know, I think like you mentioned at the beginning, the fact that it liquefies, I mean, obviously is itself a miracle already, because this thing is, you know, 1700 years old. It's extremely old. And the fact that it's, you know, still around at all is a miracle. And the fact that it liquefies, the miracle, and the fact that it liquefies on certain dates is miraculous. I mean, that's a pretty impressive thing right there. Yeah, so who knows?
Well, so we'll have to, as you say, wait and see. And if you didn't already have enough reason to be in prayer, this reminds us that we need to be in prayer because, you know, this, again, you know, for 1700 years, the liquefaction and the non-liquefaction of St. Januarius's blood has been validated time and again, hasn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's a great point. I mean, especially with private revelation, I mean, the church generally would say, as long as private revelation is leading you closer to God, you know, like you said, if it's leading you to pray more or to take your faith more seriously, that's a good thing. You know, the church generally supports it then. So that's absolutely the correct response.
Well, it says throughout the centuries, the absence of the astonishing phenomenon has been precedent to religious persecutions, eruptions of the Mount Vesuvius, as we mentioned, earthquakes, revolutions, wars, the deaths of kings, archbishops, popes. Rarely the liquefaction happens outside of these traditional dates as well. So that's something to note. We've got more from Brantley Milligan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez live. Let us know your thoughts, okay? What do you think about this phenomena? It's up for private interpretation. So let me know at bmartinezlive.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Should old acquaintance be forecast and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old lang syne?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you, America. We're going to get this country back on track. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. Welcome back, 14 before the top of the hour. A conversation with Brantley Milligan continues. And our next topic is and focus will be on the Guadalupe Mysteries, deciphering the code. It wasn't until 1929 when the official basilica photographer Alfonso Gonzalez first discovered an image in the eyes of the Blessed Mother of Guadalupe. As technology improved, several studies were conducted into these images. Brantley, tell us what they saw.
Yeah, so a couple different people think that they see images of the people who were present in the room when the image appeared, which would be really an incredible thing because, of course, you know, Catholics believe that this image was miraculously produced mm-hmm. on the Tilma. And, you know, for your listeners that don't know the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's the 16th century. It's in Mexico. You know, the cross of civilizations is going on between mm-hmm. the Europeans and the Native Americans. There's a big question. Is Catholicism a European religion or is it a religion for everybody? This is kind of a question. Mm-hmm. And the Catholic missionaries were not having very good success in trying to convert the Native Americans to Christ. And then this poor man, St. Juan Diego, had Mary appear to him. And she told him, go to the bishop and tell him to build a church on this spot. And she told him to put roses in his tilma and kind of hold it up. And then when he got to the bishop, he let down his tilma. The roses fell down, and there was an image of Mary appearing to be a Native American woman there on his tilma.
Right.
And this image became kind of an image of Mexican Catholicism. And it kind of showed people, hey, Catholicism is for everybody. It's a universal religion. Mm-hmm. And over the next few decades, almost the entire country was converted to Catholicism very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. It was a miracle of the tilma and then the miracle of the conversions afterwards. And this tilma, amazingly, we still have it today. There's a basilica in Mexico City where it's hung up and you can go see it. So it's kind of a rare item that it's a apparition of Mary that actually left a, you know, physical evidence behind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a miraculous image. So you mentioned with the eyes. I mean, this is one of the things about the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that if you zoom in super, super close to the eyes, you can actually see images that appear to be the people who are in the room, like the bishop and like his assistants and other people, when the image was shown for the first time. So, I mean, that's one of the many miracles related to it.
Now, is it pretty much, I mean, with them looking back and remembering, I mean, here it is. I mean, we're a number of years since the bishop was there, so we can't really run a real close, understanding or even, you know, clarification that it was, in fact, the bishop. But right now it's more allegorical that it was, or anecdotal, I should say, not allegorical, but anecdotal that it could possibly be the bishop. But it looks like people there reflected in the eyes of Mary on this, on this garment, right?
So, okay, so that's a great point. Yeah, so the images that people see in the eyes, they just sort of, they look like people.
Mm-hmm.
However, the eye is very, very small. And this wasn't even discovered until the 20th century.
Yeah, we're talking, what, 5/16 of an inch is what the iris is measuring here.
Right. No. So they only see people, and so I guess the assumption then is, well, why are there images of people in this like micro place of these things? Well, people are then assuming that it's the people who are in the room. So that's a very good one. Also, just to mention real quick, all of this falls into the realm of private revelation, just like the St. Januarius thing.
Exactly.
So just to make that clear, like if this was disproven or something, nothing impinges on the Catholic faith.
Right.
But
it's not like they went to the grave and found Jesus' body. So
like if this was proven to be fake, it wouldn't affect Catholicism in any way, except, you know, in practice, people like this image, so people would be disappointed. But it doesn't affect the Catholic faith. I mean, there's lots of other incredible things about this tilma. One is simply that the tilma has existed this long.
Mm-hmm.
So the tilma, you know, was like a poor man's clothes from the 16th century.
Exactly.
This was not intended to last very long, and they didn't normally last very long. You
said about 20 to 40 years is what they lasted, right?
Right. I mean, maybe if you took care of it. And here it is, you know, several hundred years later, and it's in perfect condition. And amazingly, when this image first appeared for the first century or so, it just was paraded around, you know, in public. People touched it, kissed it. It wasn't until about a century later that people were like, hey, this is really important. Maybe we should try to protect it. But it had a lot of touching and things there. It also has been attacked in other ways. There's actually at one point somebody tried to blow it up with dynamite.
Wow.
They set dynamite by the altar in the basilica and then blew up. The image was unscathed. Amazingly, I think if you go to the basilica, they have the altar crucifix that was there, and it's bent, hugely bent out of shape that they've kept as kind of remembering that event. But the tilma was unscathed. It's really an incredible thing.
Well, this is one of the, again, these mysteries, supernatural mysteries that, come into contact with our culture, and especially for something like this that has, virtually been unscathed for, about 500 years, and it's there as evidence of the supernatural. Yes, we may not understand it, but it doesn't invalidate what it represents and what it may be telling us. And again, that's the personal nature. And this is one thing, Brantley, that I've been dealing with, I guess, maybe in the last couple of years in a more focused manner. And that is the personalization, the deep personalization of what our faith represents. And when I talk about our faith, I'm not talking about maybe the same things we have in common, because there's probably some things within our understanding of God that is so personal and so profound and deep that, you know, it's even hard for me to understand, much less for you to understand and say, hey, I agree with that, you know?
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think another related to that, but I think what the tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe represents in some way is that God still works miracles. So sometimes people can think that, well, miracles, that was just from the time of the Bible, and that doesn't happen anymore. Well, at least in the Catholic Church, recognizes that miracles are happening all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, the Vatican, I don't know if people know this, actually has a department dedicated to the rigorous scientific investigation of miracles. And in the ordinary process for someone to be declared a saint, they actually have to have two scientifically vetted miracles attributed to their intercession. Mm-hmm. So miracles are happening all the time. This tilma, you know, appears to be miraculous. So miracles are happening all the time. Bill, have you heard the story about Hillary Clinton and the tilma?
No, I do not. What is this?
So this is a famous story from a couple years ago. She was visiting Mexico City, and of course,
The way you opened this up, Brantley, I thought you were going to lead me down to a joke here, but I understand this is serious, so no, forgive me.
it's a true story, although right. actually it's kind of funny. And she went to the Basilica, saw the Toma, and she listened to the history of it, and you know, was trying to be nice, and she said, "Oh, it's such a beautiful image. Who painted it? Who's the artist who painted it?" Of course, the person, you know, responds like, "God did."
That would be God. That's
the whole point. The whole point of the Toma is that it's a miraculous image. Nobody painted it.
The other thing, too, you bring out here, and talking about the Lady of Guadalupe, and that is that you have a divide here in the Christian world in terms of Mary's place in our faith. And, you know, and again, this is one of those things that I think is difficult for people to reconcile, because Mary as the Mother of God, somebody that, I mean, someone in our humanity that was chosen to carry the Son of God, that has been decidedly without sin in order to do that. I mean, it is an amazing story, but I think that sometimes because of the controversy of Mary, and maybe some would suggest the over-adulation, and that is part of the challenge that we have in our apprehension of that which is spiritual and understanding it. Sometimes we make it more than it should be, when God himself says, there is not to be anything above me. And so sometimes people magnify that which should not be magnified, and sometimes it's hard for people to to understand what exactly is going on. And I put it in that category of, you know, that's God's problem, because I'm not sure I understand it totally, but I do understand and appreciate, and I'm grateful to God for what he did in utilizing Jesus's mother to bring him into this world and all that represents. I think there's just so much more to understand about that process and respect, and not necessarily just kind of toss it aside as some sort of form of idolatry or something.
Right. Now, that's a great point. That is a concern that many Protestants have. Although some Protestant traditions have maintained a very rich Mariology, I would say the key thing with Mary in the Catholic faith, and this really goes back to the early church, this isn't something that Catholics made up recently. You see, even in the earliest writings, people had this very deep interest in the place of Mary, is that Mary always points the way to Jesus. So we look at Our Lady of Guadalupe. So Mary came as a bearer of the gospel. So she came, the image, you know, made her appear to be a native woman to show that, hey, the faith is for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that became a message and a bearer of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of Mexico. So it wasn't ultimately about her. It was about bringing people to her son. And as I said, within a few decades of that image, of her kind of being this bearer of the message, millions of people were converted
Amazing.
To Christ and were
exactly.
baptized in the church. So,
well, Brantley, we're out of time, sadly. Again, I thank you so much for being with us. Brantley Milligan, editor-in-chief of churchpop.com. Thank you, Brantley.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but